It is time once again for Conversations with the Mayors here on 97.9 The Hill. Support for the segment comes from the Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. They're home to one of the most diverse, collaborative, and fastest growing communities of business leaders in North Carolina. The Chamber is uniquely qualified to connect you with the people, resources, and opportunities that you need to succeed. Learn more about membership by heading to their website, carolinachamber.org. That music is the music of Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Hemminger, who joins me on the phone for Conversations with the Mayors today. Happy Thursday, Pam. How are you?
Happy Thursday. I'm doing well. It's gorgeous outside, and I love it when the air starts to turn a little bit.
Oh, my goodness.
It gets rid of that heat wave.
Me, too. It tells me that fall is here, and I absolutely love the fall weather, love the fall time. And I know it's a busy stretch for the town council coming out of the summer break, so I love having all different kinds of local government things for us to talk about. Let's jump into what happened last night with the Chapel Hill Town Council, a work session at the library, so no votes held, but some of the first in-depth discussion by town council members about a petition to extend the town's water and sewer services down the 15501 corridor. What can you tell us a little bit more about that initial kind of idea and proposal and what was discussed last night, Pam?
So the proposal was brought to us. It's been brought to us before, but we didn't have the capacity to take on learning about it. And this was a chance for the council to understand the difference between a water and sewer boundary line and the rural buffer. No one is talking about going into the rural buffer. This is a segment that's actually between the rural buffer and Southern Village that doesn't have access to water and sewer currently. It's also in the town's ETJ, our planning area, but not annexed into the town. So we talked about what it would mean, what the staff was proposing, what we could look at. It is a transit corridor, as we know. We could extend our bus service that way if this was to move forward. We could also extend a greenway. And there is water and sewer at the very point. And there are some parcels that already have it because they had it before this boundary was put in place. So we talked a little bit about that. The staff was proposing a quarter mile on either side of 15501, so not the whole area. And again, doesn't touch the rural buffer, that would allow these parcels, which can right now only have one unit per 1 to 2 acres. We weren't quite sure because of perking down there how that worked out, but right now almost all the lots are 2 acres or more. We have a desperate need for middle housing. Could this be something that goes there? But also there's some families there that have experienced some water quality issues. And it was also brought up after the meeting that there's no water service for higher fire hydrants and such. So we're taking a look at this. It is an agreement between five jurisdictions. So everyone would have to agree in order to move the line. So Chapel Hill's looking at it because it's in Chapel Hill's ETJ, as we say. And then the Orange County Commissioners would have to look at it because the land is actually in the county as well. Carrboro is part of this agreement. The town of Hillsborough is part of this agreement because they have their own water sewer authority, and they have to agree that they wouldn't be interested in servicing this area. And then finally, Owassa would agree. And we had a written notice from Owassa that they saw no technical reason why this wouldn't work. They would be very interested in seeing how we progress through this discussion and what happens next. So taking a look, there'll be two open houses next week for public information. One will be virtual and one will be at the church in Southern Village. We did notify all the owners of the parcels in the area that are being considered. But anyone and everyone's welcome to attend the information sessions.
That is pretty wild that it is five jurisdictions all mixed into there. And it explains why, you know, maybe this hasn't been explored before. But when, we've talked about this at great length, Pam, when we're looking at Chapel Hill's need to address slow growth, need to address the demand of people wanting to be here, and with land kind of at a premium right downtown, you have to start looking elsewhere and a little further out. This seems like an option to explore things that are not too far out from downtown, but more so in an area where we're not already seeing people say, well, you know, we want to protect this, or we already think it's too dense, or anything along those lines. It seems like on paper it might be a viable option. What's your impression?
I like the thought of some middle housing options. We know we have a desperate need for townhomes and middle price housing. I think it could work really well. Right now, and we talked about trade-offs right now. If we don't do anything, then what happens is that people are buying these parcels and putting what we call McMansions on them, and they're on well and septic. And in order to recoup the cost and do all that, you have to build a very expensive home. And we have plenty of expensive homes in Chapel Hill. What we need is more, like you said, the middle housing. So I see a potential, but I want to hear more. I want to hear the comments. I want to see what else. But we also put the rural buffer in place so that we wouldn't sprawl, and this area kind of fits in between those things. It's not sprawl, but it's inside the rural buffer, so that it would be need to be a little more dense, in our opinion, than it currently is right now. And we, as another component I forgot to mention, is the town owns a 10-acre parcel that we would love to put affordable housing on right off the corridor. In order to do so, we would need water and sewer. So that was another reason for looking at this as we were surveying town properties and ones that were slated for future affordable housing.
We're speaking with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger and talking about the town council's work session last night, beginning discussions on the feasibility of extending water and sewer services a little further south than the immediate town limits, but still within Chapel Hill's jurisdiction. And, you know, reaction typically is, Pam, when these ideas come up or when the council first meets on them, okay, this is either great or, oh no, this is horrible. You mentioned that there are two open houses that people can go to get more information. Is there any clarity on, like, how long the timeline might be? You mentioned all those jurisdictions that are involved.
Right. No, I mean, again, it's an idea that we're exploring, trying to figure out if we want to move forward or not. And so I'm not exactly sure if the council said they'd like to move forward with the process of exploring, but staff has more work to do to take a look at this. So it'll be a little bit before it comes back, but we'll see after the public information sessions what else we learn about this area to do this as well.
And I know that the town council has a regular business meeting next Wednesday, so votes on some items will be there. Agenda hasn't been shared yet, but do you have kind of an idea of what maybe people can expect during that meeting?
We know that Chapel Hill Crossing will be on that agenda, and I think there'll be a component of the Green Track progress on that agenda, and then I'm hoping for an IT update. We did have two other project proposals, but the applicants have moved both of those. So that's what I know at this moment. Well, the formal agenda comes out tomorrow, but in discussions with the manager, things are shifting again. Market changes are changing a lot right now, and I think people are sort of taking a pause on some things. I know people understand that construction prices are up and interest rates are really up and labor shortages and supply shortages are still abounding. So we're starting to see a little bit of a slowdown in all kinds of things coming out of the ground or being proposed at this point in time. So again, things do shift and move, as we know, but we will have pretty full agendas in October, that means, because I think a few of them bumped into October.
Well, again, townofchapelhill.org will be the website to go to get the agenda for that meeting. Also, where to go to get details from the work session that happened last night for the Chapel Hill Town Council. I wanted to bring up, I know, one other event that happened yesterday, Pam, which was the kind of unveiling, the celebration of the finished installation of a new mural on UNC's campus. And I know that this is a UNC-specific thing. They commissioned it, but we talk a good bit about public art and trying to get, different places, different pockets of Chapel Hill to show our community's artistic creativity. And this seems like a great example, turning a parking deck into something that has a big mural on it.
It's a gorgeous mural, too. And Amalia Pica, the artist who spoke, titled it Drawn to Explain. She spent a lot of time on campus talking to faculty, staff, students, and trying to get a feel. It's a great location because it is a parking deck, but also in the corner there where people will walk down Skipper Bowles Lane to go to the games and things like that. So high visibility, a dorm right across the street, and people coming and going to the hospital. It really is an amazing piece of art. You'd see many different things in it when you look at it. I was watching it while we were there the whole time, and you see different things stand out to you. We do love to express ourselves with art, and everyone can interpret things different ways and get different feelings from it. So I applaud the work. She said it took 5 years from start to finish because of a little bit of COVID thrown in there. But we're really excited about having more art in our community to celebrate who we are and to bring people together.
Yeah, I know that, again, that was a UNC commissioned piece, but the town has commissioned some other things in the past. Are there any particular pieces of art in the pipeline or recent commissions that the town has done that you enjoy, Pam?
Yeah, so we've been having a lot of fun. You've seen some artwork go onto our stormwater drains. That's been really cool. We've been really putting in all so many new bus shelters, and art will be following onto those bus shelters as well. We're working with our parking deck that's coming out of the ground to have some kind of art themes going on that, and I know that we've been talking to other groups too, like Ram Realty, about doing some art there. And then we just finished Uproar, which was fabulous, and several pieces have been commissioned from that, including that the town is going to be commissioning a piece to go near the Hargrave Center, so I'm very pleased about that. I want Uproar to become an annual event, and the Art Center just opened back up. So I'm really seeing a lot of energy and interest in this area, and it's just so much fun to watch people watching art, if that makes any sense, to bring folks together. And the Arts Everywhere has been a great partnership between the town and the university, with lots of things going to be happening downtown as far as art projects and different ways of expressing. We also are doing more work on our utility boxes again. That project's getting started, so keep an eye out. It's always fun to see how things move and shift a little bit, especially downtown.
We're speaking with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger. We've got about a minute left. Any other upcoming events or things happening around the community you want to flag for folks?
Yeah, so next Thursday night, the Good Neighbor event at Hargrave, starting at 5:30. Burgers, hot dogs, ice cream, music, dancing, and more. It's always a lot of fun. Usually the weather's pretty good by then, because we do National Night Out, but it's so hot this year. So come on out to the Good Neighbor event. We have the NC Trail Marker dedication at Holy Trinity on Saturday. This Holy Trinity sits on the property of the former Watts Grill, which was the site of several sit-in protests, and it did actually result in violence against peaceful protesters, but we are doing the dedication over there, so very exciting. And then I want to remind everyone, it is election season, so things are going on. Please make sure you're registered to vote, because the General Assembly has changed lots of things. You will have to bring some sort of ID to vote this year, but the signs are going up. I know people are seeing them. So the election and early voting will start pretty soon in October. Durham has already started early voting, so I know people get a little confused with that, but they have a primary, and then they do their, from their primary, they have Election Day on November 7th as well.
Yeah, and we are certainly going to be covering all things local elections here at 97.9 The Hill and on chapelboro.com. Of course, in the meantime, if you want to check out anything Chapel Hill town government related, townofchapelhill.org is that website. Pam, thanks as always for taking the time to chat with us, and look forward to talking with you again soon.
Okay, happy Thursday. Enjoy.